This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Susie Yon, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Republicans came into Milwaukee this week bruised from fighting amongst themselves, but as WBEZ's Alex Degman reports, they're starting at the Republican National Convention united.
Trump. 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 Trump.
That's State
Trump.
Representative John Cabello rallying an early morning breakfast crowd at a delegation hotel. The intra-party fighting played out this year in a bitter Southern Illinois congressional primary between Mike Bost and Darren Bailey. But as far as Bost is concerned, that's all water under the bridge.
Both I and that man right back there, Darren Bailey, we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder in support of Donald Trump. Darren, stand up.
Some Illinois Republicans think the assassination attempt on former President Trump is a galvanizing moment for the GOP, and the enthusiasm could help down ticket races. Alex Degman, WBEZ News.
Demonstrators who plan to march at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next month are prepared for tighter security following the attack on former President Donald Trump. Hatem Abudaya is in Milwaukee today demonstrating near the Republican National Convention. My colleague Michael Puente reports that Abudaya will be doing the same thing in Chicago for the DNC. Abudaya says they'll deal with any additional security measures in response to the assassination attempt on former President Trump.
We are only concerned that we're allowed to get our message out about stopping the genocide, get our message out about ending USA to Israel, and that we do it uninfringed by law enforcement.
Demonstrators are still trying to work out a deal with the city to march close to the United Center. Western Illinois University recently laid off 36 non-tenured track faculty members to cut expenses. The cuts are not playing well with faculty. Merrill Cole is the president of the WIU chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois, which represents faculty.
We do not like what's happened. We do not want our members to suffer, and they are suffering right now.
Interim President Christy Mindrup says the university has a $20 million deficit. Cole questions that number, but is hopeful about the path forward after meeting with Mindrup. Some Chicago-area schools are considering taking stricter measures to limit cell phone use in schools. My colleague Anna Savchenka reports that Kenwood Academy High School on the South Side is grappling with the question of how to separate students from their phones during class. Principal Karen Calloway says phones can lead to cyberbullying, as some students can take videos of their peers while in class and then upload them online.
I would say 85 to 90% of any kind of misunderstanding or conflict that students have starts on technology.
Kenwood doesn't have a no cell phones in class policy, but Calloway is considering a broader one. Chicago Public Schools lets individual campuses set their own cell phone rules. Plaques honoring the victims of the 1919 race riots are scheduled to be installed on sidewalks near Chicago's South Side this week. Cranes reports 38 plaques commemorating each person who died will be placed on the sidewalks near 35th and State Streets. The Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events are the primary funders of the project. The plaques are made of glass and will bear the name of a riot victim. Artists at Firebird Community Arts in East Garfield Park designed the plaques. Weather-wise for us today, it's hot and sunny with highs in the mid-90s, but heat index values as high as 102. Showers and thunderstorms are likely this evening with a low around 74. A chance for showers on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Yon. Thanks for listening.